This is attorney David Famininio. The best way to protect ourselves from an accident is to be informed. That's why we started David's Driving Edge, to provide tips and resources to keep us all safe on the road. Go to getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge for more information.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, Kenny, a couple of the ticket texts. We will get to Malik Beasley in the 5 o'clock. I have something else for you, just briefly to bring up, and then we'll move on. Go ahead, Kenny, with the ticket text first.
I'm on Team Kenny here. Full fire Steve Yzerman chants should be ringing throughout LCA if they don't get anything done, which I don't think they will. That's from Bob.
Nope. Something big's happening, period. Why? It has to.
Hope.
And
brought to you by Mike Valeni.
Nothing big has to happen. Only small-time moves from this GM is what's shown in the past. That's from Bill.
Okay. Look, here's the bottom line. You got rid of Tarasenko's dead body, okay? You didn't do it to sign the rest of the Compher family. There has to be something at play. Otherwise, this thing is so far off the reservation that it's over. I refuse to accept that Steve Yzerman is this stubborn or this rigid or this out to lunch. It is year seven. They're in their centennial. I think everyone understands. They are keenly aware. You don't make the playoffs this year. You don't have a job next year.
My only argument to that, though, would be rigid and stubborn seem to be the headlines of the way he's run this team for the past 7 years.
I understand that. This is the last stop for me.
This is the year. Okay. Are we going Scott Frost on this thing?
Don't tear up your microphone.
Go ahead.
Gibson was the move. I wouldn't expect anything bigger. That's from John.
Okay. And then if that's the case, the offseason's a failure. I want to bring this up. We'll do a segment or two on it and then move on. But it is partially the update of the story, but it's also, I'm not asking anyone to get upset. I'm not asking anyone. In fact, I hope you don't call. There's nothing to say. I don't care if you ticket text. I just want you to live in reality on one thing. Did you see the Friday news dump?
Yeah.
Okay. And again, I want you to understand the backdrop of something. Now, Rico wasn't here during the Larry Nassar stuff. The way Mark D'Antonio and Tom Izzo got covered for something they had nothing to do with, where things that were already adjudicated were re-adjudicated and lumped into Larry Nassar, where ESPN was camping out on campus and stalking our coaches and slandering them.
They did a show called Spartan Secrets.
Thank you. You have to understand, living through that, where, mind you, all of it was false with reference to Tom Izzo and Mark D'Antonio, the damage that did. It cost the school president her job. It cost the AD his job. And ultimately, I think it helped usher Mark into retirement. Izzo's just never going to retire. The point I'm making is, when I say what I'm saying to you now, I want you to just acknowledge, if that had happened to your school that, well, no Michigan fans actually went there. The point is, if it had happened to the place you went to school that you cared deeply about, you'd have a chip on your shoulder about the media. Because the way Michigan gets covered has never, is not now, and will never be fair. If you don't actively look for updates, you don't find them. Example, Friday news dump, paywall. About Jim Harbaugh and Ward Manuel and Santa Ono all being named in the new lawsuit about Matt Weiss and what was going on in Schembechler Hall with cyber crimes and hacking, etc. And the lawsuit's claim is what we all felt in our hearts, if you have a brain. Harbaugh knew because he got busted. It sounds like they have a witness. And he still let him coach in the game against TCU. Mm-hmm. The point I'm making is the following. And I'll read this to you. You can do what you want with it, which is largely nothing. Okay, I don't expect you to do anything. But my point is, it was refiled Friday, federal court. It claims Harbaugh knew Weiss had been accessing private information when allowing him to coach in the Fiesta Bowl in 22. The alleged crimes were flagged to school police in the days before that game. Michigan AD Ward Manuel and Santono were also added to the complaint. I'll read this to you and you do what you want. Naming head coach Jim Harbaugh and Ward Manuel reflects our belief the leadership at the highest levels either knew of these threats or deliberately ignored them, prioritizing athletic prestige and profit over the safety and dignity of students. That is from the attorney Parker Stinner, said in an emailed statement. By placing athletic success and financial interests above accountability and student welfare, they failed in its basic duty of care. All right, so Weiss was placed on administrative leave 2 weeks after the game, fired days after that. He's facing up to 90 years in prison. The point is this, Rico. I always approach this stuff because I know you in a different radio life live through the same thing. I go, a guy that Tom Izzo and Mark D'Antonio were never in the same room as.
Yeah.
This was the offensive coordinator. Now, this is following, you know, well, Dr. Anderson's dad, he was the team doctor. You had team captains molested by this pig.
Mm-hmm.
And they were camping out at the president's house to get media coverage. Couldn't get it. You had your deranged play-by-play guy, not Doug Carrs, the guy who preceded him, come on the air and basically pull a Donald Sterling.
Yeah.
He does drugs. He was adopted.
Not the real son.
So, I mean, just amazing to me. Now, look, Michigan's already staring down the Committee on Infractions. And for all the people who go, all right, well, what do you think's going to happen? Man, I don't trust the NCAA at all. I can just tell you there are off-ramps at every turn where there could have been a negotiated settlement. This could have gotten done. Easy, clean, simple. Neither side took those off-ramps.
How about you just stay there when they show up to Ann Arbor to talk to you? Nah, right. We're all going to hit the road.
The point I'm making is when this drops on a Friday night, your AD, Hal Ward's got a gig. And I mean, obviously, he's got the launch codes.
Yeah, he knows where the bodies are buried.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, I just laugh. Where's little old misquote Murphy, who lives in Ann Arbor? Can't be bothered to file a story, Dano? Where's Paula Levine?
She's still alive.
Don't have a book to sell this go around? And even worse, where are the local investigative journalists? Why will no one touch this story? Why will no one touch any? Now, mind you.
Well, they'll say they did. It came out Friday behind the paywall.
Rico, Matt Weiss was fired years ago.
I know.
It was pretty clear at the start the timeline didn't line up. And here's the other problem. Michigan right now is the golden corral of scandals. It's a buffet.
Mm-hmm. I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter. This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Is ESPN aware of it? E60 still runs. Where's the special? See, this is my whole thing. You, if you're a Michigan fan, I don't want you to get angry. I'm not asking you to do anything. I'm simply saying, can we just acknowledge blue wall be blue walling? And I know Wojo gets upset by that. But the preferential treatment that that university receives is nothing short of breathtaking. I'm jealous. I am absolutely jealous. And I wish my school had the same PR. Mike, it's remarkable.
Because as you said, different radio life. But yes, in the locker room, after State had one of their best seasons ever, and they were told, guys, no celebrating, no smiling, because every question was about Larry Nassar. None of the players knew who he was. But they had to answer all. I was there when Paula is at the press conference and, you know, talking to Tom. It's just like, I met the guy once. I don't know this guy. Like, did we have the same logo on our paychecks? Yes. But I met him once at some event and that was it. You're asking Cassius Winston questions. Never met the guy, but hey, Cassius, yeah, you scored 30. But what about this? But yeah, you're right. And now with the Weiss and all this other stuff, it's just, no big deal.
Well, look at the scandal itself. Yeah. Look, that's the biggest problem. There's so many of them, it's hard to keep it straight. Where's the coverage? See, this is why there's a mistrust of media, whether politically or certainly it has seeped into sports. You're just looking for honesty, right? And I'm not speaking of the paper individually. I'm using a term, not the name of a paper. I don't want anyone to get their feathers ruffled. But the idea of having a free press in this country is that you are to report the news. You don't agree or disagree with the news. You report the news. Michigan, with one of the largest on-field cheating scandals in the history of college football. Nobody wanted to touch that, huh? Nobody wanted to make a career? Mm-hmm. Nah. And again, it is easy for us to sit back. It's party radio. Look, our team blows. It doesn't matter. If we cheat, we're terrible at it. The point I'm making is, where is the coverage? These stories are ripe for investigations.
Right.
And forget it. Friday, 7:15, paywalled. Monday morning, it's in the gardening section.
Because, Mike, this wasn't
Must be nice.
This wasn't a he said, she said, Weiss and another co-ed. Hundreds.
Thousands.
Thousands. Hacked photos. Things out there.
And your coach allegedly knew. Still let him coach.
And then he was ceremonially let go. But, like, okay. And then your athletic director. Yeah, sounds like everybody knew. All the bets and all of that stuff. Okay.
The whole point is, what is it? 13 Michigan assistants under Harbaugh have either been fired, suspended, show caused, or left. No story? You know, the OC of those teams is now your head coach. He's a repeat violator. You got the COI coming out in less than a month. It's just, it must be nice.
Bruh. And the one thing, I don't know, but it's just very weird that one of the icons of Michigan and he was a coach and Mike Hart just disappeared. No one knows. He just faded into the background. No one knows. No one's heard from this man.
No, and again.
And I'm not saying he did anything. It's just very weird that he's like an icon. Like he was that guy. He was your coach.
You're right. And again, everyone has a right to privacy. It just, the idea that this isn't actively being reported on, whether it be, and again, I understand ESPN has got high-ranking officials who are U of M grads. You can look it up. The president of Fox Sports, U of M grad, you can look it up. That's how you get bought and paid for. I was going to use a very mean word. I'll say shill. Like Gus and Klatt, who will get out there and drink the Kool-Aid. The point is, for the rest of America who don't like Michigan or don't care about Michigan, like there is a, like this idea that everyone loves or hates them. No, there are plenty of people who just watch college football. I'm a bit incredulous towards it. At the things that do get reported on and then multiple scandals, okay. Multiple stories, nothing.
Here, let me help you out, Mike. I think we heard more about Izzo yelling at Aaron Henry than we've heard about this.
Yeah, that's actually sad, but true. Okay, look, we can knock a couple of calls down. I think I've laid it out pretty easy. I'm not mad at Michigan fan. I'm not asking you to be mad. I simply just wanted to do one segment in a four-hour show to just salute your PR and whatever deal you've made with Satan and the media. Because, man, The phrase, it's good to be a Michigan Wolverine, it's the truth. You can get away with just about anything.
Not good. It's great.
It is. Respect. MSU's got to hire their PR department. But yeah, so Matt Weiss, Harbaugh now named in this. Your AD named in this. You do what you want with it. 248-539-9797. We can knock down some calls. That's fine. I don't intend on getting into a yelling match with anybody. I don't think I said anything worth it. We'll do it next. 97.1.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.